How could something so right end up so wrong? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times got a hold of a memo on why things are going so wrong in Iraq. Apparently, there are people in the White House who haven't been paying attention to their Iraq memos, which is usually why these things get leaked to the New York Times. So, in case they're listening now, here's what the memo says. It says the problem in Iraq is Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the man the president's been meeting with today. The memo says Mr. al-Maliki needs to do things such as provide health care and banking services not just to Shiites, but to Sunnis. Appoint cabinet members on the basis of competence, not religion, and demand Iraqi government officials renounce violence. Based on these recommendations, you get an inkling of why Iraqis have been fighting each other. The prime minister only provides services to Shiites. He appoints cabinet ministers not based on how competent they are, but on how Shiite they are. And he tolerates government officials who believe in violence over politics. So what could President Bush possibly say to this man? Well, you know, Mr. President, I don't think you need no stinking memo. You're a fan of country music. It has all the wisdom you need. You tell him, you took me 2,000 miles down a dead-end road. You tell him, take a good look at my taillights because they ain't backing up. You tell him, you're the hangnail in my life and it's time I bit you off. You tell him, I'd rather pass a kidney stone than another night with you. And if the prime minister gets mad and threatens to kick us out, you tell him, Nouri, if you don't make me leave you, I'll find someone else who will. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.